A New Thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Rahab, and today we will explore Rahab's kindness. In describing what's going on between her and the spies in Joshua chapter 2, she tells them that the hearts of her and the people around her melted. There's no courage in them because the Lord is your God, is God of heaven and on earth. Since, she says, I have dealt kindly with you, swear to me by the Lord that you, in turn, will deal kindly with my family. So Rahab has dealt kindly with the spies by hiding them, and in return she asks them to deal kindly with her family when the time comes to invade the city. Now this word kindly is a very rich word. It's the Hebrew word chesed. And chesed is a covenant word. It expresses a commitment to faithfulness, and God uses the word of himself when he's speaking to Moses in Exodus 34, talking about himself, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. And then the word comes here, maintaining love to thousands. The word love is chesed, maintaining chesed to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Not leaving the guilty unpunished, though, punishing the children and their children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation. But and so what is God saying? He's saying, I am not just God or any God. I am the chesed God. You can count on me to keep my covenant. This word is found nearly 250 times in the Old Testament. It's a bit hard to translate. It's sometimes translated as grace or mercy or compassion or steadfast love. Bernard of Clairvaux described it as the love that will not let us go. That's a beautiful, beautiful thought there. That's who God is. He is the one who has the love for us that will never let us go. And that's what Rahab is hoping for from the people who follow God. These are the first things that God says to Moses from within the cloud as he prepares to give the law to Moses the second time. The very giving of that law a second time is an act of chesed love, given Israel's behavior at that point. Chesed is not so much about a state, but a relationship. And it makes sense in the context of family and community bonds, which is the sense in which Rahab is using it here. See, Rahab has demonstrated chesed kindness and wants chesed kindness to be shown to her family. She wants in on the family of God, who she trusts to show her chesed, because that is at the very core of what God's family is all about. And what was true then is true for you, me, now, in the new covenant. Think about what it says in Titus chapter 3, verse 3. Once we were foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, all kinds of sins. But when the goodness and loving kindness, there it is again, of our God and Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because of any works of righteousness we had done, but according to his mercy. How wonderful it is that we have his kindness experienced for us in his saving love. Why don't take some time today to reflect on some of the ways God has been lavishly kind to you in your Christian life so far. Think about the last month, think about the last year, or perhaps the last decade, or perhaps for some of us, several decades. What evidence do you have of God's consistently kind love for you? The kind of love mentioned earlier, this sort of love that cannot be denied, a love that will not let us go. Do you truly trust that Jesus won't let you go? He won't, you know. If he wouldn't let Rahab go, and it would have been easy to dismiss her, but if God wouldn't let her go, he won't let you go. Praying today about that and thanking God for that and asking him to convince you more and more of that will surely refresh your faith. In any way, I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. So until tomorrow, take care and God bless. Thank you.